My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about where to hire the best marketers for the rest of 2021. So we've talked about the subject, but things change, right? Sometimes there's new solutions. Sometimes there's new tactics that we found. But the overarching theme here is that it comes down to the people at the end of the day, right? So Neil and I think as we get older, it's the understanding that we're not trying to be exactly the best marketers in the world, but we're trying to learn from the best marketers in the world. And we're trying to hire the best marketers in the world, right? So I'll start first. I mean, right after this, I'm actually going to hop on LinkedIn myself and go source people, right? Like I find that, you know, recruiters are great. I find referral recruiting is great as well, but nothing really replaces someone that understands how to connect the dots. Because even if I set a criteria for someone else, hey, we should go look for these people, sometimes it's just not quite there, right? So I'd rather spend the hour or 2 hours a day either scouring LinkedIn or talking to other people, but I'm going to start with LinkedIn first, sending them a message like, hey, Neil, we're looking for a paid media manager. Do you know of anyone else that might be a fit, right? Or do you know of anyone that might be a fit? And then maybe you give like a one-liner on what you do. You don't want to give too many details. Just keep it short to the point. And then they either respond or they don't. And I find that my response rate on these, I was just sending out, my response rate's about 20%, which is pretty damn good.
That's really good. And a strategy that I love using to really find the best marketers is I go look at who's doing really well in my space. So you can use SEMrush, you can use Ahrefs, Uberstress, whatever you want to use, go see who's doing really well. So like for me, I may type in some of my competitor URLs like Moz or whoever, maybe an Ubersess. See who's doing really well. I compare them to my traffic stats. See who's climbing the fastest. And then I go look to see who's doing their marketing, whether it's on LinkedIn or by just by doing some Google searches. And then I'll actually start going and approaching some of their employees and go and try to hire them. That's my strategy, and that works quite well.
The other thing I'll say is referral recruiting. I just mentioned that earlier. So basically, let's say Neil's on my team. So I'll look at 5 to 10 people on his LinkedIn or maybe his Twitter as well. And for whatever role we're looking to recruit, let's say it's an SEO or let's say it's a social media creator. And I'll be like, hey, Neil, maybe during a one-on-one session, and you should be having one-on-ones with your direct reports. I looked at these 5 people. Who do you think I should be talking to, right? Or these 10 people, who should I be talking to? Because we're looking to recruit these people. There's nothing better than that. Or, I mean, there are some things better than that, but that's a pretty good way, because once your company starts to grow, let's say you have 5 people, you have 10 people, 15 people or so. Well, all of a sudden, if you go 15 times 5, then that's 75 people that you could be talking to, and you're bound to find someone. And the other thing is it's a referral. So you're actually likelier to get that because you have someone that's speaking very highly of working for your company, right? So.
Yeah. The other thing I found too is with internal, a lot of people are like, oh, if you refer someone, I'll give you money. I found that it doesn't work too well. And what you'll find is internally, if you already have employees, they'll naturally recommend good ones to you without charging you anything or you having to offer them a referral fee. Just asking them is enough, kind of like what Eric's mentioning. Other than LinkedIn, other than looking up to see what your competition is doing and who's in charge of their marketing, just when you're looking for these people, make sure they continually got promoted within that organization, because it shows that someone else saw that they were valuable and they liked the quality of their work, which means they're probably more likely to do a better job at your organization because they did a good job at the previous one.
The other thing I'll say is you can find some really good marketers. So some people poo-poo on Upwork, right? Or even Fiverr. You can actually find some pretty good people on these boards and even TopTal as well, right? Actually, for marketing school, we actually just created a board. If you go to marketingschool.io/jobs, that's JOBS, you can post your jobs or you can go look for a job there, right? So we noticed that there aren't really any marketing jobs there. So we wanted to create one to be helpful. So you can go post for free as of this recording. We don't know if it's going to change later, but as of right now, it's free, right? So go check that out. And Neil, do you want to add anything else?
No, make sure you also check out marketingschool.io/live.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.